From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least five people are dead, dozens injured Wednesday after a car plowed into pedestrians close to London's Parliament building. A policeman was stabbed to death before the assailant was shot and killed. Police describe it as a marauding terrorist attack. Mark Rowley heads the counter-terror policing. A massive investigation is underway.
We have hundreds of officers on this investigation, and they're focusing on the suspect's motivation, preparation, and his associates.
Rowley said as the vehicle was driven over Westminster Bridge, it struck pedestrians before crashing into Parliament. A knife-wielding man emerged, attempting to enter Parliament, but was confronted by the police. Rowley said security has been increased.
As a precautionary measure, over the next few days, we've increased the number of officers on duty, armed and unarmed, to provide a highly visible, reassuring presence.
Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the attack as sick and depraved and raised the threat level.
The United Kingdom's threat level has been set at severe for some time, and this will not change.
The attack coincided with the first anniversary of two suicide attacks in Brussels that left more than 30 dead and was claimed by Islamic State. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Society has appealed for hundreds of millions in aid to help vast populations that face famine in four countries, Somalia, Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria. Regional official Dominic Stillhart called for a massive scale-up in assistance.
20 million people facing starvation is not something that we are dealing with every day, and therefore we really need to act now. And if we act now, especially in Yemen and in Somalia, famine can be averted.
He said there's a window of some 3 months during which large amounts of assistance must be distributed to counter the effects of drought and war. This is